This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Ferreira de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you. Well, this is a treat. My guest this hour is the amazing Rebecca Rupp. She has been a guest on the Easy Organic Gardener before, and I'm thrilled to have her back as my guest this hour. So I'm going to go right into telling you a little bit about her. Rebecca Rupp lives in a small town in northern Vermont, where it's still cold today, where she can see Canada from her back porch. She has a PhD in cell biology, biochemistry, though she now works as a professional writer. She's written nearly two dozen books, both nonfiction and fiction, both for kids and adults. Of these, How Carrots Won the Trojan War won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal in 2012. When Rebecca isn't writing, she also likes to garden. And like many of us, her garden is sometimes full of weeds. However, she does well with tomatoes, eggplants, and poblano peppers. And now I would like to ask Rebecca Rupp to join me. Hi, Rebecca. So happy to have you back on the show again.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here.
We were
nice
talking
to have a line to sunshine.
God,
we don't have any up here.
How cold is it there this time of the year?
Vermont, well, right now Vermont is in the 40s, so we did get a little chuck up to the high 50s yesterday, so there's hope.
Yay! Well, before you know it, it'll be warm. And what a beautiful state to be from. Oh, my goodness, it is so beautiful there. I had a chance to visit on occasion, and it definitely is a primo place for gardening and enjoying nature.
We do shine in October.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So let's get right down to things. What have you been doing? You've been super busy since the last time you were on the show. And fill us in. What have you been doing? What's new? What's exciting?
Oh, goodness. Well, actually, I've been working on a new book on food history called Soup to Nuts, which is currently in the form of a big stack of paper on my desk, but it's all about the way people have discovered and interacted with food from the time of the mammoth hunters on up. So it's been really fun to research. This all
came
out of, I spent several years writing a blog for National Geographic, for a blog called The Plate, which was all about food science and history. So I've got a ton of research from that. So I thought, let's do something cool with it. So,
I love it. I love it. I just didn't know about food the way you talked about it in How Carrots Won the Trojan War. We're going to talk a little bit about that during the show. All I can say, though, is that there's so much interest in food and so much misunderstanding about food, it seems like, these days. And so it's so interesting that you're coming up with this new book, Soup to Nuts. When do you think that's going to be out?
Oh, heavens, it'll probably be, a year or more at this rate. Publishers are always slower than I think they should be.
Everything's always slower.
I know.
We're always in a big hurry and want to push things along and get to wherever it is that we're getting to, and we get there and it seems sort of anticlimactical. So I'm thrilled that you're putting this together. I can hardly wait to get a copy of it. So tell us, the book, you've written a lot of books. The book, though, that I am just one of my favorites ever, it's always been on my bookshelf since we first talked, is this book that you wrote that I just found so fascinating because there were so many things that you talked about that
no one ever knew about. And so this book, How Carrick Won the Trojan War, I just love it. I go back to it often. And what is it that prompted you to write that book?
You know, I get asked that all the time. It's like, what on earth inspired you to write a book about vegetables? And I think I've always loved nonfiction writing just because of the idea of taking ordinary things that people might not think twice about. I mean, how much thought do you ever put into carrots? And finding out all the unusual and cool little anecdotes, stories, tidbits, science about these things that people might not ordinarily know. I mean, I've done a bunch of nonfiction writing, a lot for magazines in particular, that sort of follows along those lines. Like, you know, the story of chili, the story of ice cream. Actually, I did one on the archaeology of privies. You would be amazed how much info there is on what people throw down the outhouse in the backyard.
Well, you know what? I have that as a question to ask you. What is the deal with privies?
Pardon?
I had it as a question to ask you on privies. So tell us, for those of us who don't know about the archaeology of privies.
This was an article I did some time back for a magazine called Early American Life, which really was on the history of the privies. The privy, which, you know, could be a little backyard shack if you happen to be a relatively poor colonist, or it could be a palatial thing that looked like a little Greek temple if you happen to be James Madison or Thomas Jefferson. So I did a lot of stuff on the archaeology of and architecture of privies. Did you have one in the house? Did you have a little three-holder off the kitchen? But what I found out was that there are archaeologists whose specialty is unearthing the stuff that was thrown down the hole, of which there was a tremendous amount. It was a great disposal bin. So you can trace the history of families by what they dropped down the backyard privy.
That's amazing. Can you imagine? They were making compost way before anybody knew the word compost.
Yeah, and with some things that really you wouldn't necessarily want to put into your compost pile, you know, like teacups and, you know.
Oh, my God. Let's talk a little bit about peppers. There's lots of controversy on peppers, and which one is the hottest? Which one is really the hottest?
Oh, God. Well, you know, every time you identify which one was the hottest, they seem to come up with one that was even hotter. You know, for quite a while, the hottest was the ghost pepper, which was developed in India. Even though it's originally an American pepper, all these peppers come from Central American peppers. They're ours. The ghost pepper, on the Scoville heat unit scale, rated like 1 million, which is unbelievably hot.
Wow.
Jalapeno peppers are about 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville heat units, which is kind of cool. Right there. We don't really do Scoville heat units anymore. You know, it's all done by high-pressure liquid chromatography. We can really analyze those peppers. But originally, we used to have pepper tasters. And they would have little cups of sugar water in which crushed-up pepper was diluted. And you would taste this, and the most dilute solution at which you could taste the pepper or, you know, feel the burn was given the calculation as to how hot the pepper was. So we still use that, but it's really not calculated in that way anymore. But 1 million Scoville heat units, I mean, that's
a nut. That's a bunch. We're going to take a few minute break here. We're coming right back with Rebecca Ruff. And we're going to finish the conversation about the hottest pepper, so don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is gifted writer and gardener Rebecca Ruff. Her extraordinary book, How Carrots Won the Trojan War, won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal in 2012, This book is a must-read for gardeners and non-gardeners alike. Be sure you get a copy. Welcome back, Rebecca. We were interrupted by the commercial break, and we were talking about hot peppers and how you said that they use Scoville units and tasters, and it used to be the ghost pepper that was the hottest. So what is the hottest pepper now?
Apparently the hottest pepper now, so God knows what they're doing behind our backs at this moment, is called the Carolina Reaper, as in Grim Reaper, which locks in at 2.5 million Scoville heat units, which is, you know, I don't know how anyone walks past the bush. Pure capsaicin, which is the chemical that makes hot peppers hot, rates 16 million Scoville heat units. So, you know, the Carolina Reaper is getting up there to pretty much pure liquid lava. I personally have never tasted one. I'm sort of afraid of them. So let me know.
Who eats them? Who eats them? What do they put them? What are they mixing them with?
Well, goodness. Apparently there's a real challenge occasionally in eating these things. You know, you have pepper eating competitions, and there's now a new raft of hot sauces out on the market that, you know, all have names literally like liquid lava and, you know, demonic potion from, you know. It's actually a kind of fascinating chemically, because these things aren't really hot. They just trick us into thinking that our mouths are on fire. They set off a receptor called TRPV1, which ordinarily is activated by heat and tells us if we're being scalded to death. But the peppers, the capsaicin in peppers, set these receptors off at body temperature. So we think we're being scalded when we're really not. So it's all a trick.
It's amazing. I love the science behind how things work. And I mean, there's a whole conversation that goes on about people working with receptors in the brain that make us happy. When people eat chili, they actually feel good. And so that's an interesting conversation as well.
Oh, well, that's one theory of why we really like hot peppers, is because they cause us to produce endogenous morphine chemicals called endorphins that actually mm-hmm. are feel-good chemicals. The other theory is that we like hot peppers because it's an example of safe risk. You know, we get all the thrill out of being risky, but we're not really in danger. It's the same thrill we get from, like, roller coasters or scary movies.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? I love hot things. I really do, except I can't tolerate. I have a sister who's just madly in love with anything hot, and I cannot tolerate what she tolerates. But, you know, I mean, I love spicy things, and I don't think I could tolerate that many. The Reaper's not going to be on my dining table.
I can see why. Well, and two, you guys should have much hotter peppers than we do up here in Vermont, because peppers will get hotter the hotter the outside temperature is.
Definitely.
In theory, you know, yeah, an outside heat wave will heat up your peppers right along with it.
Isn't that interesting? Well, we definitely have hot ones. Once a year, we have it's an interesting phenomenon. The state of New Mexico, which is famous for chili, growing green chilies, they send out all these green chilies in these great big bags, burlap bags. And at the grocery stores, they have these huge roasters, and people line up they buy the chilies and then they roast them, and you take them home and you peel them and you freeze them, and they ask if you want mild, medium, or hot. Well, I asked for mild, but apparently we got the hot, and I made a salsa for a
backyard party with our family, and I mean, it was inedible. Inedible. It was beautiful, but you couldn't eat it. It was so darn hot. Talk about a waste of being chewy. I actually gave them all away. They were just, you could not eat them.
So yeah, you see, it's hard to be, go on.
No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's very difficult to classify mild, medium, and hot because it's so subjective. You know, some people can tolerate much more than others, and, you know, things that make me shriek and, you know, run for the ice water. Other people aren't bothered at all.
What else would you like to talk about today? I mean, we've got so much. There's George Washington's poison teas. We've got beets. We've got the aphrodisiac. What's one of your favorites that you would like to talk about?
Oh, let's do beets. Let's talk about people's most hated vegetables. Do you have a hated vegetable?
Not one that I can think of, honestly. I love them all.
Oh, God, you are a perfect gardener. Well, a lot of people do not like beets. Actually, though, beets aren't the lowest of the low internationally. The most hated vegetable worldwide seems to be Brussels sprouts, which I think are lovely.
I do, too.
It varies from place to place. According to one study I ran into, the British don't like celery. The Japanese don't like bell peppers. And then, of course, we had G.W. Bush, who so famously didn't like broccoli. But the problem with beets, which I personally love, seems to be that they taste like dirt. That's the main complaint. And they really, literally do taste like dirt. Beets contain this compound called geosmin, which is an organic compound that's made by soil bacteria. And we can detect this stuff in nanogram quantities, like 10 parts per trillion. We know it's there. And if you don't like it, it's really bothersome. Oh, I just recently read that, you know, we're right up there with camels when it comes to detecting geosmin. Apparently, camels can detect the smell of this from miles away, and it's released by soil bacteria in damp soil, and so camels can find their way to oases by sniffing geosmin in the air. So actually, you could deceive camels with beets.
I love it. Deception with geosmin. So we're going to take another quick little break. For those of you who are listening, we are coming right back with the amazing Rebecca Ruff. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A tornado has left two people dead in El Reno, Oklahoma. That's near Oklahoma City. It hit just before 1 in the morning. Rachel Garrison, who lives in a trailer park, says the warning came a little late.
I heard it coming. I felt the trailer 80 hit our trailer. I know trailer 80 flipped over on top of 81, which we were in. And after everything was over with and all the shaking and jarring and everybody landing on the floor, the sirens went off.
Several people who were injured were taken to hospitals. The Maui woman, who was lost in a rainforest for more than 2 weeks, is speaking out about her ordeal.
The last 17 days of my life have been the toughest days of my life. And it's been a really significant spiritual journey that I was guided on.
Amanda Eller tells KHON she survived on berries and guava. She fractured her leg and suffered severe sunburn, but is otherwise okay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry. And with me this hour is writer and gardener Rebecca Rupp. She has a PhD in cell biology, biochemistry, and she now works as a professional writer. She's written nearly two dozen books, both nonfiction and fiction, both for kids and adults. Of these, How Carrots Won the Trojan War won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal in 2012. Welcome back, Rebecca. We were talking about the most amazing thing. I always wondered how camels knew how to find an oasis, and you're telling me they have this amazing olfactory system that allows them to detect geosyn. I can't read my handwriting.
I have that problem,
I know. That's incredible. And so they know how to find where the water is and the place of which is the oasis. I'm amazed by that.
By detecting the chemical that is what people who don't like beets don't like. Though I read fairly recently that, you know, why don't we like things? Well, sometimes it's unfamiliarity. We haven't tasted them enough. So if your kids are turning up their little noses at beets, you just convince them to taste beets nine times. Nine seems to be the crucial number. If you manage to choke it down nine times, you will start to like it. So I have to try this with lima beans. Lima beans are my, well, probably most hated vegetable. I hope there are other people out there that are sympathizing. I don't want to be the only one. But there's a hilarious story about lima beans that's based on Fanny Trollope, who was the mother of Anthony Trollope, the Victorian author who wrote all those huge novels, about vicars and scandal in small British communities. But Fanny, in the 1830s, came to the United States and went to Cincinnati, at the time a frontier town, to set up what she called a bazaar, which was basically a mini mall. And she really didn't have her business plan worked out very well, and this thing just failed abysmally. So she decided to recoup the family finances by writing a travel book. And it was called The Domestic Manners of the Americans. She published it in 1832, and it sold like hotcakes because she said terrible things in it about the Americans. The kids were rude. The trees in America grew too close together. The Mississippi River was a murky stream. Watermelon was disgusting. She didn't even like Niagara Falls from the American side of the border. She said it was much better looking from the British side. So all the Americans bought it because they wanted to find out what mean things she said about them, and all the British bought it because they really enjoyed hearing mean things said about the Americans. One of the few things that she liked from America in domestic manners was lima beans. She said they were delicious, delicate flavored, wonderful, and should really be adopted by people in Europe who would be better able to appreciate them than the slovenly Americans. So, there's your lima beans.
I think it's the way that they're cooked.
Oh, maybe.
You know, beans are, I think you have to really, you don't have to dress them up too much, but they definitely benefit from flavor. And, you know, I here in Arizona, we have, of course, the pinto bean, and everybody seems to have their own recipe for them, but they, you know, they come up. If you don't cook a bean properly, it's going to be hard. You don't salt beans until the very end, you know, when they're already cooked. Sometimes it's better if you put in some olive oil and garlic and some onion and even other things, carrots and celery, so that it really flavor them. And if people like pork, nothing, you know, makes beans taste better than pork. But I actually like them, but I grew up with them. My family on my mother's side was from Arkansas, and, you know, those kind of beans are black-eyed peas and lima beans, that's what they ate. So, yeah, so I kind of grew up on that. So, but anyway, let's go back to this book, because I just love the book. It is just so fun. What about aphrodisiacs? What kind of vegetables? Listeners, listen to this. There's some really great things that'll improve your love life.
Actually, it's totally fascinating because practically anything in the garden that's even sort of vaguely cylindrical has been at one time or another touted as an aphrodisiac. Except, interestingly enough, cucumbers, which, you know, have a reputation for being cold and off-putting.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I know. It seems so sensible, but no. Asparagus is maybe the best of the best because, you know, not only does it have a suggestive shape, but it pops up out of the ground in spring when everybody's fancy is turning to thoughts of love. And it was renowned for its aphrodisiacal powers for centuries. Actually, the ancient Romans loved asparagus. There was even a saying in Latin, quicker than it takes to cook asparagus, which is sort of our equivalent of lickety-split. So apparently
right.
They like their asparagus, you know, al dente, not mushy. But one of my favorite aphrodisiacal asparagus stories comes from Madame Pompadour, who was the mistress of Louis XV in the 18th century, and apparently was just a gorgeous woman. There's, you know, the pompadour hairstyle is named after her. And there was a shade of pompadour pink, kind of a bubblegum color that was named after that pompadour. And she's one of several women whom it's claimed that the shape of the champagne glass was based on the shape of her breast. You know, the little flat champagne glass, not that.
Right.
You know. But there actually, at the time, was a regiment of British soldiers who were known as the Pompadours because of the purple facings on their underwear. Well, purple on their uniforms, which was the color of her underwear. Apparently, Madame Pompadour favored purple underwear. But she also liked purple asparagus. She used to make an asparagus pompadour recipe for Louis XV, because all the royal mistresses were always looking for something that would, you know, puff up the king's energy in bed. And her asparagus was a white purple-tipped asparagus. It was blanched, and it was served in a sort of hollandaise sauce. You can get her recipe today. Asparge pompadour. So there you have the aphrodisiac asparagus and the British regiment of pompadours.
That's amazing. Asparagus is quite amazing. There are two places on the planet where the majority of our asparagus is grown. On this, at least to this hemisphere, and in the one place is in a place called Caborca, Mexico, and it's about 5 hours from Tucson, and the other place is in Peru, and so 80%, yes, 80% of our asparagus, starting in the month of November all the way through May, comes from Mexico, and after that the rest comes from Peru. It's just the perfect climate for growing asparagus. And I'll be honest with you, Rebecca, as a child I thought asparagus came out of a can. So we're going to come right back with the amazing Rebecca Ruff in just a few minutes, so take a quick break, and we've got lots more to talk about.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardening Year. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the esteemed Rebecca Ruff. She's a freelance writer as well as writing for National Geographic's The Plate on Food Science and History. She writes articles for national magazines on everything from the natural history of squirrels to the archaeology of privies. We're going to have to talk about squirrels. She also writes both nonfiction and fiction books for kids and adults for Foodies and Gardeners, How Carrots Won the Trojan War, an eccentric history of garden vegetables won the Garden Writers Association Gold Medal and is a must-read. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Hey, Sherry.
Yeah, so, yeah, we were, as a child growing up, I was saying that my experience, until I was in college, was that asparagus came out of the can. The same for spinach.
Oh, dear. Asparagus, but, you know, when our kids were little, we moved fairly frequently. So I left a scattering of asparagus patches behind me across the country. I know there are people to this day that are eating my asparagus, and I actually got superstitious. I'm like, I'm not planting asparagus again. It just means we're going to move. But we do have some in the yard now, so I'm looking forward to it. I was really interested in you talking about how much of our asparagus is imported. And that's kind of an interesting story because that all started in the 1990s. There was an act passed called the Andean Trade Preference Act, ATPA. And the idea was to encourage Peruvian farmers to stop growing coca for cocaine. And instead, they would, you know, reduce the or eliminate any taxes on asparagus. So this practically put American asparagus farmers out of business. So today, it's something like 90% of our asparagus is imported, and a lot of it is from Peru. And it doesn't seem to have put much of a dent in the coca market, which is still rolling. It's one of those unintended consequences type things, but that was a real shame because we had, you know, a wonderful asparagus growing areas, you know, whole counties that had asparagus festivals and
asparagus competitions. I think there was even a comic book character called Big Stalk.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's sad because you realize how much of our culture and community can sometimes just circle around a particular crop. I mean, look at the garlic festivals out in California.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. So it's interesting because as far as I know, there's no organic lettuce being produced in either Mexico or Peru. So, you know, I would not recommend buying conventionally grown lettuce. Asparagus. I've spent years down in Caborca, Mexico. They grow tens of thousands of hectares of the product, and it's farmed very dirty. Conventional farming, as you know, uses synthetic fertilizers, amendments. It uses highly toxic, poisonous insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides. And the reason that we go down, I was invited many, many times to Caborca to work with these farmers, is that they have such pest problems that they had run out of cocktails to throw at them. I mean, the stuff that they would put on the asparagus would kill an elephant. And so this happens a lot in my business, where conventional farmers run out of solutions and they call us, much like when people are diagnosed with cancer and they're using they've run out of solutions. So they go to see the naturopath and the homeopath and the functional medical practitioner for alternatives. And so that is what happened for us. They had a terrible cicada problem that has an annual life cycle. So in other words, as opposed to some cicadas that take 17 years to come back, these guys are year after year after year, and they had a terrible Phylophaga problem, which we call white grubs, and they just couldn't get rid of them. And we went there and ran experiments and showed them how using entomopathogenic beneficial nematodes could get rid of their pests. And so these beneficial nematodes became their hero. And although they never have moved in the direction of organic, they were forced to stop using some of the highly poisonous products that they were using on the asparagus. Asparagus is a very dirty vegetable. It's highly toxic unless you buy it organically. So there you go. You and I, asparagus buds.
That's fascinating. How do they harvest it, Sherry? Because I'd always understood that asparagus is really tough because it is so labor intensive. You know, new ones pop up every day, and you just have to continually go through and cut these spears.
They have what I would call barracks, lots and lots of barracks. And when it is harvest time, people come. They bring them in on buses, and they live there throughout the duration of the harvest. And, of course, it continues from about, as I mentioned, November all the way through about the middle of May. And so there are these little tiny, you know, pueblitos that get set up, and people come in, they live. And the answer to the question is, it's every day. They have knives. They go out, and it's cut by hand, cut by hand, cut by hand.
Yeah.
Then it's brought in, and it's into these huge packing plants. It's washed. And it is sorted. It is sorted by the thin ones to the fattest ones. And it's also, they wrap a rubber band around them, and then they're put into these boxes. The most interesting thing is the fattest ones, they will wrap three together, and those are all exported to Japan. Those are the most expensive ones. And so we hardly ever see what gets to Japan, because Japan is so picky about their food. And so, and then it's shipped to the U.S. and to Europe, and off it goes. What happens next is after all the harvest, then they let the fern, it's like a fern, it grows way huge.
maybe 6 feet tall. And
yeah,
these great big, bushy. And so then, this is the part that I don't like, then they burn it. They burn the whole everything. They burn it. And the reason they burn it is, which, and I've spent a lot of time suggesting that they cut it and compost it, but the reason they burn it is because the burn part stays on top of the asparagus during the winter time, and that protects it from freezes. So that's their process. What we're hoping to do, we're working on a pilot program right now to apply biochar, have them cut and compost and apply biochar, which is a much more sane process. So there's a lot going on with asparagus. I love it. It's good stuff. And before we leave today, I want to be sure that you tell our audience what would you want our audience to be inspired with today. I want to be sure you get to say your piece. You're so brilliant, Rebecca, and you have so much to say, and the show's so short. Tell us.
Oh, yes, much, much too short. You know, I'm not even sure what I can offer in terms of inspiration. I am probably, a very inept gardener, even though I love it. I have been known to give up in despair in mid-August when I can't keep up with the weeds. And I, sort of pick the tomatoes out of the jungle. But this is the time of year when I always get really excited about the garden. It's been under snow for months here. we're just barely able to see where the beds are. And, I can't wait to go plant. The current year, it's like writing a book. You know, the next year's garden is always going to be the best garden of all. it's always the next project.
And that's true for all of us, I think. The excitement, especially when it comes to gardening, the excitement of, whether we're growing from seeds or whether we're buying seedlings or whatever it is, that part is the best part of the journey that gets us so excited and in tune with nature. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining me again. We'll have you back on the show if that's okay with you. And thank you all of you for listening.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.